The new rules are part of the new Job Creation Act. There's supposed to be a balance between protecting state waters and promoting economic growth, but environmental groups say they leave too many lakes and streams unprotected. George Meyer is executive director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation.
As an example, the rules protect walleye lakes in northern Wisconsin, but not in southern Wisconsin, and we don't believe there's a scientific basis for that distinction. Over the long term, 5 and 10 years, there will be substantial damage. DNR staff has done a good job of trying to restrict that damage, but it will occur.
Meyer is concerned that unregulated shoreline development will hurt fish habitat. But the executive director of the Wisconsin Builders Association says the rules are just too complex to pass judgment on yet. Jerry Deshane says builders aren't sure the regulations do what they were promised they would.
Our greatest concern is that what the governor and the legislature wanted, a more expedited process, won't be realized because the rules will exclude everything from that expedited process. But we can live with what's been done, and we'll work with the department to make it effective.
Environmental groups say they'll work with the department, too, as it develops permanent rules over the next several months. The temporary rules passed this week expire in 150 days. The Natural Resources Board must set permanent rules to replace them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.